And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Cover-Up.
He didn't move 1 millimetre from where he stood. That's not 1 millimetre.
He does it in club football as well, Ray. I just don't understand the point.
Did you really call me Warren then?
I think I did.
I think you might have called me Warren.
It's a nice week to be a New South Welshman, I should say. You're exactly right, Rusty. Oh, geez.
It's been a great decade to be a Queenslander.
Slip of the tongue.
Just turn Daryl off with him.
Simon says, finally, the Blues look like the Blues of old. The difference, no captain and vice-captain Gallagher. And Farrah bring on the blue era from Simon.
What are Bozo's thinking?
Moses Enriques is playing, which is great news.
And what about Rob Wadey?
He's playing.
You don't like him, do you?
No, I don't like him.
Okay, that's all I want to hear from you.
I've got to be honest, mate. I thought this could really get away from them, but that try to Simon Mannering not that long ago, it has stemmed the flow and certainly has silenced the blue and gold army behind me.
I thought you were going to say silence the lambs.
No, Aaron, you were attacked last week for having deliveries
into
the Macquarie Media Network.
It's most unfair.
Well, Darryl, you can no longer criticise Aaron.
Oh, stop it.
Because this came in through the week, and I don't know what it is. But it's quite a rather large box.
Hope you can eat it.
I'll hand it over to you. I'm hoping that it's food as well.
It's edible stuff. They make.
Tell me to open it for you.
No, I'll open it. Get
home. I don't think so.
For all those at home, Big Man is trying to push it under the table and hide it so he doesn't have to share.
I'm also doing that with the box too, by the way.
Rob's, I don't know if you saw my Instagram this week, Bob, but I actually cooked bolognese.
You didn't.
I did.
All right. While you're going through that, I'll check the team changes with David Riccio. Well, everyone in New South Wales, Laurie, understandably, is getting carried away because it was such a dominant performance. But you.
Bless you, Aaron.
That's Aaron.
Aaron. She just. That's Aaron. She hasn't mastered the mute button as yet, Laurie.
So she's a professional at radio, Laurie.
Laurie, I'm so sorry. I reached for the button, but the sneeze came
first. She's got too much food in front of her. She can't find the button.
And we should preface this by saying we were drinking responsibly.
Very responsibly.
We were having a good time.
I thought Big Mum was carried to bed.
So, Aaron, I know you're now engaged, but if you had the choice between someone with money, who was an okay sort, or a good-looking poor bloke, who would you go for?
I've got to be attracted to someone, but I've never been attracted to conventionally good-looking men. I don't know, men with moustaches, slightly bigger. No, not really. I like bald men.
You didn't even ask you a question, you like.
Jeez, you're a sucker.
What about blokes who are going bald? Just still a chance, Levy.
But no, I don't mean bald as in, like, Homer Simpson bald. I mean as in Vin Diesel. Like, shaved bald.
But please.
Like me.
like Bob.
Anne-Marie's in Manly. Hi, Anne-Marie.
How are you going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Big Mum, I love you to bits, but I think you're a little bit wrong. It's all about the gesture of actually getting up and bringing back the beers, I think.
Anne-Marie, but if you're in a... Do you get in a shout sometimes and have a drink?
100%.
Okay. Now, if you're in a shout and you've still got half a drink to go, do you get up and get everyone else a drink after say, about 10 drinks?
I'll skull that bad boy and hop.
You drink vodka?
Vodka.
You do?
No, not really. I like gin. I've just started drinking gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic, really?
When I was younger, I used to have those UTDs.
UDLs.
UTDs.
You've probably had UTDs in the past.
Hey, stop it.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Why? How can I resist you? Mamma mia.
Mama.
Does it show?